Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. They say that you really shouldn't know how sausage is made. You shouldn't be looking behind the scenes and seeing how certain things come to be, because sometimes the less you know, the better. It's that way with movies sometimes too. I remember, I think it's over 25 years ago now, going to see the movie Titanic. Only before I had seen the movie, I saw something on TV about how they made the movie, about how a model ship was lifted up and actors actually slid down the deck to their doom in the movie, but of course were safe and sound in real life. It made it so that when I actually saw the movie, I had that image in my head. The image like if you were to go see the movie Superman, that you know a little bit behind the scenes, or of those, hit the button too soon, or of those dinosaurs that you know are models in the background. And of course, then there's those questions that you know you really shouldn't ask. And well, if you do, you're on your own. Sometimes that's the way with the Bible too, particularly with this passage that we've heard today from the letter of 1 John. The author writes, "How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's good and yet sees a brother or sister in need and refuses to help?" How many of us have had our carts, our wagons, loaded with the goods of this world, and yet find reason not to help our neighbors, find reason to stock our own cupboards before we stock those of our neighbors? Of course, Jesus says some hard things too. "Go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and then come and follow me." How hard will it be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God? These are the kind of passages that when we read them in the Bible, we turn the page and we hope for something a little less confrontational to find us on that page. We like to sugarcoat the Bible sometimes. We like to see it for what we'd like to see it. And we ask questions, does the Bible really say that? Or does it say something that I would like to hear? In fact, the Bible is full of complex teachings on so many things about wealth and marriage and relationships and care for the poor, national borders, repayment of debts, penalties for criminals, and so much more. So often we're used to thinking that we can go to the Bible for answers, and we can get that answer only when we do turn the page. Sometimes we find a contradictory word, something that causes us to rethink, if only we would turn the page. But the Bible was never meant to be worshipped. The Bible was never meant to answer every question or dismiss every doubt, which is why we have images like the shepherd. Images that point us toward a guide, point us toward someone who will lead us to the pastures from which we need to eat. Of course, shepherds are anything but glamorous. Anything from simple. Shepherds are complex. Shepherds do work that many others would rather not do. Shepherds endure the elements, endure the weather of life, whether it's weather that comes from the sky or weather that has to be picked up and scooped along the way. And Jesus even tells us that being the shepherd requires that we will face difficulties, that we will face those things in our world that seek to bite and devour us, those things that will require that we stand strong and protect those around us. Even the beloved 23rd Psalm that we read together today isn't so much about Jesus, but about the kings of Israel and the way that the kings had let the people down. It is, in effect, an indictment against those who are supposed to be our shepherds, who are supposed to be our guides, who have been charged with defending us, protecting us against the wolves of this world, and yet have chosen their own luxury, have chosen their own carts full of goods. But in fact, the psalm speaks the words that we need to hear, that God is with me even when those who are supposed to be my best advocates leave me utterly alone. Be those advocates our rulers, our friends, our family, our community. Psalm declares that God will be our shepherd, that God will be the one to care for us. And it's not just a pat on the back for God, thanks God, thanks for being there for me, but it is utter joy that with God, not only are our needs supplied, but our cups run over, our tables are filled with everything that we need, that goodness and mercy will be with us always, no matter what may come. Still, Jesus takes it one step further. Jesus says, the good shepherd, the one who is there for you, is the one who lays down his life. He says, I know my own, and I must bring others, and there will be one flock. Echoes in a way what Jesus had said in another part of the scriptures, that God so loved the world. God was willing to do whatever it took to provide protection and joy and hope. There's a wonderful scene in the movie The Lord of the Rings, the first chapter, The Fellowship of the Ring, after the group of folks has come together and Frodo and the others are charged with taking the ring back to the place where it was forged so that it can be destroyed and not hurt and cause chaos any longer. And they've encountered troubles, they've encountered even death. And Frodo decides that losing his friends, losing others for the sake of this quest is more than he can bear. And so he sets out on his own, sets out in this boat to take on the rest of the journey alone. Only his shepherd, Samwise Gamgee, comes running out into the water. Although Sam cannot swim, Sam pursues Frodo, makes his way to the boat, and Frodo lifts him up and pulls him inside. He says, Sam, what are you doing? Why are you still here? And Sam is the one who says those words of the shepherd. I made a promise, Mr. Frodo. A promise not to leave you. And I don't intend to. The author of 1 John seems to put those same words this way. When he says, we know love by this, that we ought to lay down our lives for one another. Christians know that the Bible isn't that roadmap that tries to lead us somewhere, for if it were such, we would certainly fail. Or we'd get into a position where we've tried to make sausage, and you know how that's going to turn out. We know that we have been called to be shepherds of one another, to share the joys of this world, to lay down our lives, to protect one another, but also to live in the hope and the goodness of the one who pursues us to the end of our days. We walk into that future together, wrapped in the power of the Spirit. Amen.